The old man brushed the snow off his grandson as the boy stood hanging his head. "Do not feel bad, grandson," the old man said lovingly. In a moment, the boy spoke, even as he shivered from the cold. "Grandpa, how did you know I was under the snow? Are you wise?" "Yes," the old man answered, "I suppose I am wise." "How did you become wise?" the boy wanted to know. "First," the old man said, "I learned all I could, and so I know many things. I know about trails, about winters, about eager boys who think they know something. Everything that I know came from the earth, and everything on it, in it, beneath it, and above it. Also, I have lived a long life." "That is being wise, Grandpa?" "No," the old man went on. "That is knowledge. Being wise, having wisdom, is knowing what to do with what you know, when to do it, and how to do it. Or sometimes a person must know enough to do nothing." "What do you mean?" the boy wondered. "I knew you would try the shortcut no matter what I said," the old man pointed out. "Why did you not stop me?" the boy asked, still shivering. "Because wisdom told me that you had to learn the lesson for yourself," the old man said. "Because wisdom reminded me that I learned the same lesson in the same way. My grandfather pulled me out of the same gully." The boy smiled. "You fell through the snow as I did?" "Yes," said the old man. "And that was the day I started my journey, the journey toward wisdom, just as you have now. Remember what happened here when it comes time to pull your grandson from this gully when it is filled with snow." Life's gift. There was a time when I wondered why old people were so wise. I don't anymore, because now I know that wisdom is life's gift. Life demands that we exercise perseverance, face adversity with courage, demonstrate fortitude in the midst of temptation, tell the truth no matter how painful, walk in humility, sacrifice for our families, practice generosity to be truly rich, respect all who are part of the great circle of life, choose honor above personal gain, act with compassion toward the needy, strive for harmony in personal relationships, and otherwise demonstrate the virtues that give meaning to life. And even if we don't succeed most, or even some of the time, life rewards us for trying, for living, and grants us wisdom. What is wisdom? Is it knowledge? Knowledge is a basis for wisdom, but it is not a guarantee that wisdom will follow. Wisdom is knowing what to do and say, or what not to do or say. A grandmother, for example, watches a child about to play with the fire, as all children do from time to time. As curiosity draws the child closer and closer to the fire, the grandmother hovers closer to ensure that no harm occurs, but as yet has not issued a warning of danger. Then the inevitable occurs. The child pokes a finger into the flames and yanks it back, away from the pain of the heat. Then the grandmother says, "Grandson, the fire is hot. It can hurt you." Her words affirm a fact that is indelibly etched in the boy's awareness. He will at least think twice before poking a finger in the flames again, and there is a high probability that he will never again deliberately touch fire. If she had spoken the words before the occurrence, they would have held no meaning for the child, and they would not have prevented him from touching the flames. Her knowledge of the situation came from her own childhood, when she did the same. After a lifetime of acquiring knowledge and experience, she knew the most effective moment to affirm the truth. Wisdom also told her that, in this case, it was better to demonstrate the truth rather than simply explain it. Wisdom is the antidote for impatience, willfulness, exuberance, anger, ignorance, arrogance, and a host of other tendencies that invariably place us in harm's way, set us up for embarrassment, or cause us to hurt others. Wisdom can prevent us from making fools of ourselves, and enable us to leave a lasting, positive impact. It is the sum of the experiences, the highs and the lows, the good and the bad, the successes and failures, that are a part of our life's journey. Wisdom comes from the light as well as from the darkness. It gives us depth of insight, the perception that only comes from experiencing our numerous struggles. When I was 5, I watched my grandfather build a log house practically on his own. I was eager to help, but managed to be underfoot more than anything. He never scolded me for misplacing his tools at a critical moment when he needed a wood rasp, or for pounding nails in a window frame he was about to fit into the wall. And he found a way to use my enthusiasm to keep me out of his and harm's way. He was peeling logs, removing the bark from dried logs, before lifting and fitting them into their places in the wall. Grabbing an axe, he swung it and sank the blade into one end of a log, then asked me to keep the handle of the axe vertical. It would keep the log from rolling and help it dry, he said, as long as the log didn't move. I grabbed the handle of the axe and made absolutely certain that the log stayed perfectly still. With a periodic inquiry as to how my chore was proceeding, while ensuring that I remained safely out of the way, my grandfather was able to finish a critical phase of the building process and build my self-esteem as well. To this day, I truly feel I helped him build that house. During an especially hard winter, after that log house was finished, my grandmother settled my fear of the howling blizzard wind. She calmly performed her chores, totally unaffected by the white chaos just outside the windows. She asked me to stack the firewood next to the cook stove in a particular order, in a crisscross pattern with one layer of split wood, four across, pointed opposite to the layer underneath. As I concentrated on piling the wood correctly, I forgot about the howling wind. Later, she asked for my help as she beaded a leather bag. First, she had me count out so many red beads, then so many white, and so on. Then I was asked to thread them on a long string for her. This chore, too, took my mind off the storm. As the day wore on, and I'd become engrossed in the stories she told me, and the various chores that were invaluable to her, I noticed that the wind had died down. She taught me that the wind was not the most fearful thing, but that the fear itself was, and to cope with it first was the best way to handle adversity. There comes a time in our lives when we can't run as fast or walk as far. Our reflexes slow down, our hair turns gray or silver, and the roads we have traveled begin to appear on our faces. At that point, we will have come to the most critical and most rewarding phase of our lives. We have a life we can look back on, not because it's ending, but because we have walked far, and that journey is now our reward and our strength. We have acquired wisdom. Wisdom is life's gift to us, but it is also our gift to life. We remember people for their accomplishments, sometimes for a single achievement or for their character. Years of public service, winning a Nobel Prize, 25 years as a political prisoner, the number of home runs in a single season, a hole-in-one at Pebble Beach, or a lifetime of selfless service to the poor will live long in our memories. If we choose, there are numerous examples in the world for us to remember and emulate. Yet in the moments of introspection, or when a crisis weighs heavily on me, I tend to think of those people with whom I had or have a close association, parents, grandparents, teachers, or friends. Those are the people I turn to because I know them, and I remember them for their wisdom. It is told that when a man was asked what virtue he wanted to be known for, his answer was honor. When all is said and done, I would prefer to be known for my wisdom. I would like to be remembered as one who reciprocated life's gift.